to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson. Today, I'm sitting down with Kansas Farm Bureau President Joe Newland to reflect on annual meeting in his first year as president. Welcome, Joe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. So we just finished up with annual meeting a couple weeks ago. This was kind of your first annual meeting as president. Give us a recap. What went on?
Well, there was a lot that went on, especially being maybe a little nervous as my first year as president and kind of handling the bulk of the meeting. It was sad that our CEO lost his brother and wasn't able to be with us the first 2 days. But I think that shows just how close-knit and family-oriented this organization is, how much expertise there is within this organization, because I thought the annual meeting came off without a hitch. Were there a few mistakes? Yeah, probably so. But I think that's what makes it fun. You know, if you can't laugh at yourself a little bit, then maybe you're not in the right position or something like that. But annual meeting was great. From the breakout sessions to the networking that was being held out into the hallways, probably as much interaction in the hallways as I've seen in a while. So that was a lot of fun. The fundraiser. I had a lot of doubts about the fundraiser, but it was fantastic. I've heard a lot of good reviews over the fundraiser. I even have 7 Bullwinkle mugs and all now from that. So that says a lot about it. People getting involved in it and participating. So it was a lot of fun. And then the banquet was just beautiful. It was really nice. The room was full. Members were present and active and just felt very comfortable and excited to be there with all the members.
Yeah, well, I was there and I know that I had a lot of fun. And I think a lot of other people can agree. What was your biggest highlight from the 3 days?
Oh gosh, the networking with the members especially. Just seeing old friends there that you hadn't seen for at least a year, some even longer. And so getting back in contact with those people, it's always special. But the banquet was really nice. To have the president of Iowa Farm Bureau and his wife take interest in what Kansas is doing, wanting to see what they're doing, that was special, and you know, to have them there. But truly it is. It's all about the members and how they show up, how engaged they become, and ready to have a good time. And annual meeting is supposed to be fun. And I think it was.
As we all know, the last day of annual meeting is the business day, which has a lot of initiatives that come out of it. What are you most excited to take into the new year?
Oh, I think member engagement is probably first and foremost. You can see a lot of members be engaged, especially maybe from the wife and our activities. But I think we need to become more relevant to all of our members and not just the ones that's interested in advocacy or policy development. Farm Bureau has a lot more to offer. And I think that's what we need to focus on is how do we get those members more engaged in different activities throughout the year? Because it's not just the annual meeting at the end of the year. It's everything leading up to it.
Absolutely. So annual meeting was kind of, I guess, the capstone of your first year as president. So let's kind of take a little bit of time to really reflect on what the entire last year has consisted of and what you have been a part of. As you think back to a year ago when you were looking to run for president, why did you want to serve this organization?
You know, I've been a member of Farm Bureau for a lot of years. And it's given me a lot of great opportunities. So when the opportunity a few years ago to serve on the board provided itself to me, yes, I was hesitant about doing it. The time commitment is a lot. but I could see how worthwhile it was. And so the being the president of this organization was just another time, a point in time that I can look back onto now and say, yes, I need to do more for this organization. If the opportunity arises, sometimes we just need to grab a hole and take it. I don't want to be like the barking dog with a car and grab a hole and get spun around, but I want to take the opportunity to really speak on agriculture and promote our industry. It's been my life, and I want to make sure that everybody has the opportunities that I have had. And so that's kind of the main reason that I stepped up and wanted to run.
What does your position entail? What's the day on the job?
Oh, what a busy time it is, but so rewarding. No, most of it is a lot of travel, a lot of meetings, both on the insurance portion of it, the American Farm Bureau Board as well, and of course, what we do here at the Farm Bureau here on the local level, state level. But it's back to the membership engagement, the one-on-one discussions that you get to have with our members, and that's what really drives me. Is making sure that our members are given the opportunities that they deserve.
What has your service to this organization looked like over the past year?
You know, making sure that I continue the path of our former presidents, members of the Executive Committee on Farm Bureau Financial Services boards. It's very important that we have those leadership roles within that portion of the organization. Being on the board of directors for American Farm Bureau as well. If you're not involved in the leadership portions of the different organizations, then we miss out on some things. And I don't ever want our state to miss out. I want Kansas to be a leader within any part of Farm Bureau. And so that's the reason that we want to stay as closely in touch and engaged as we possibly can.
And what has been the biggest highlight of the past year?
Oh, there are so many things that has been so exciting. Getting to know presidents from all 50 states and Puerto Rico. Probably the most highlight is when five of us state presidents and our spouses got together for a week in Utah. And explored what Utah had to offer, but spent many hours discussing the issues affecting the other states as well, learning from those states and trying to develop new partnerships that we can have from state to state. And I think that's what's been exciting, getting to know the other presidents that's close to us from Oklahoma, Missouri, Nebraska. What are those connections that we can have, those partnerships that we can have to really further our own state as well as helping the others?
What is the most rewarding part of being the president?
I think the most rewarding is traveling to other counties, visiting with the members from all across the state, but being on their home turf and all to do it. You learn a lot about a person and about their communities if you're there. And I think that's what's really been my biggest enjoyment is traveling the state and getting to know our state a lot better and especially our members better.
Yeah. So as we're getting close to the end of the year, but what are the goals that you have set for Kansas Farm Bureau looking to the next year?
Well, back again, I think it still boils down to member engagement, making sure we give every member the opportunity to thrive, not only in their own operations, but within the Farm Bureau family as well. Farm Bureau just has a tremendous amount to give. If it's not dealing with their own personal relationships in their counties, but if it's dealing with our legislators across the state too, after serving 3 years in the state legislature, I found out how not just important that the legislators are, but the influence that they have on the people across the state. And I think people forget just how influential they are, but they're good common people too. And so if we can build that relationship as well, that would be a great accomplishment that I would seek to have.
Well, Joe, it sounds like you've had a very busy first year as president, and I think you're going to have another busy one ahead. I want our listeners to really get to know you and who you are. I have a couple more questions for you. Can you describe your family farm to me?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's absolutely a family farm because my two oldest sons farm with me. And my wife, of course, takes care of all the books. It's a very diversified, you know, it's corn, wheat, and soybeans crop-wise. And then we have cow-calf operation as well. So I can't express how just family-oriented it truly is. And what a blessing it is to me to have family back and to continue this family tradition, I guess. Even though I'm a first-generation farmer, I want to see it continue to future generations. So we're very proud of that.
What's your favorite season as a farmer?
Oh, it's got to be the fall. You know, fall harvest brings showing the results of your hard work that you've had for the whole year.
Yeah.
But then we calve in the fall as well. So it's a rebirth of the livestock industry as far as our farm goes too. Seeing that new life come to fruition is something special, you know, to bring new calves. But the culmination of year-long work with fall harvest is always special too.
You've been involved in Kansas Farm Bureau for many years now. How has the organization changed since you started?
Well, I guess the biggest change would be how broadened it has become. It's not so much localized, but technology has given us the opportunity to look way beyond our local county and even really our local state, because now we work more nationally. I think that's what's changed a little bit more. It was always done, but the scope of it is so much larger now. The focus is so much larger now. And so we compete on a world basis, and now we as an organization, we work on a global system now. So I think that's the biggest part.
And what is your favorite way to serve Kansas Farm Bureau?
I'm in it. There is no doubt that serving as president is a goal I never looked for, but it's an opportunity that has really given me a whole different perspective of what Farm Bureau is. Even after serving on the state board, being in this position opens up a whole new list of opportunities for me. And that's what's so special. It's always the people that make it so special. The team here at Farm Bureau is second to none. And I love everybody in our team because they are so diligent in what they do, and they've got my back, and I know that. They work well together, and they truly are a family organization, and I'm so grateful to them.
Joe, what is your favorite program within the organization?
Probably the Young Farmers and Ranchers program. I suppose a lot of people would say that, but Young Farmers and Ranchers is where I started. It gave me a lot of opportunities, but it's the lifeblood of the organization. And I just love to see what enthusiasm and how forward thinking that our youth is. And that's what keeps me going for sure. But we know that the future is bright when you can look at the YF&R program and just see how much talent there is there, how much leadership there is there. and know that this organization is in great hands for a long time to come. That's the reason we've survived 105 years, is because of the upcoming talents that this organization produces. And well, we're just so fortunate to be a small part of it. But yeah, it's what a great part of this organization YFNR is.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to include, Joe?
I just can't say enough about Kansas Farm Bureau. Other states look at what Kansas does. When other states look to you and say, well, how are you doing this or how are you doing that? You can look back and say, wow, we've been effective. If other states are looking at what we do and how we do things, we're doing things the right way. And that's what we want to continue to do.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for joining me here on Inside Ag today. I think you're going to have a very busy year ahead of you, really focused on member engagement and bringing great things to Kansas Farm Bureau. Again, I'm Savannah Peterson, your host for Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.